You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They were alive until someone decided otherwise. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Well, if you're planning on getting your child a Luigi hat from the Mario movies or anything Luigi related this year for Christmas, you may have a hard time finding it. It's become one of the hottest gifts of the year for individuals who are relating to Luigi Mangione. This is a 26-year-old University of Pennsylvania graduate who was or allegedly is the shooter of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. It's been very interesting watching all of the public reaction to this. Bob Mata, defense attorney, joining us, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, because there's shootings all the time in this country, and most of the time you don't agree with the shooter, no matter what. It's like, this is not good. I'd say you got a good chunk of the country, dare I say more than 50%, that's like, I get it. I mean, I think all of us to a certain extent get it, but it's not something that any of us would condone doing. We've all had incidences or know somebody who's been screwed over by the healthcare industry and maybe even died. I mean, that's the scary part about this. So one can take a look at this and go, well, you know, my uncle, whoever, whatever, somebody, they died, that person died. I have multiple people who have been screwed over by this. Why should I care about this person? Brian Thompson no longer is an individual. He is an image that represents the industry as a whole. What's been your thoughts as this has continued to roll out in the public's reaction?
Yeah, it was obviously a story that gripped me. Like initially, I remember when the shooting occurred, that, you know, early morning hours in Manhattan, I think it was on the 4th and of December. And I immediately thought, wow. All right. So this is like, in my mind, it was like the John Q. Public Denzel Washington plot where, you know, has a sick kid, you know, denied coverage. His kid dies. They could have saved his kid's life. He doesn't give a shit, goes out and does this. So that, like, that's my initial thought. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you're kind of just speculating during the five day landing the arrest on the 6 day manhunt. And, you know, and then it all breaks loose. So now it starts coming out. He's got, you know, it turns out he comes from generational wealth. Like he's not Robin Hood.
No,
like he's not that guy.
No, he's not.
You know, and like kind of that concept that like we all as American citizens. And I think that people that may listen to your shows around the country, but out of the country, rather, have a very clear understanding, especially in countries that have socialized medicine, understand the plight that we have in this country with respect to our healthcare system, which is fucked.
Yeah.
Like there's no, no one is going to sit here and say that we have an amazing healthcare system in this country, because we don't.
Unless you've never used it. I've heard that from people. I'm like, well, what interaction have you had with it? Have you ever been in for anything? No. Well, then you have no idea. Have a kid. Go in for anything. Have your appendix burst. Every single time I've ever used the healthcare system, and I have insurance, insurance screws up. You have to double check and triple check
everything. It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And they have weird systems where they'll try and bill you when they don't need to, when they don't tell you that, and then we'll reimburse. I mean, it's insane.
It's utterly insane.
And oh, by the way, well, this wasn't covered under your insurance. We know you were under anesthesia at the time, so you can't like refuse it. So we had to do it, but they're saying they're not going to cover it. So you have to pay for it. Then you have to get in a fight with your insurance company and the hospital, and God knows who else the hospital brought in. And though they have a bill over there, but we're not going to cover that. That's the American healthcare system.
That is it.
And unless you have the money to like ride that a little bit, you're fucked.
You're fucked. And it's a system wherein you've got to hit your deductible before they're paying for a goddamn thing. And if you're relatively healthy And say, for instance, like we both have kids, you know, my kid gets a knee injury, you know, as a gymnast, and she has to go in and have surgery. And then I haven't met the deductible. I'm paying out of fucking pocket exactly. up until I hit my nut. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, or
so you better have like, at the very least, which most people do not, a good $5,000 to $10,000 sitting around that you can part with just like that.
At the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's the whole thing about healthcare. You never know when you're going to need it. I mean, exactly. like that's always going to be the big surprise in your life.
Yep.
It's like, oh my God, like either my health or somebody I love, their health is failing or something has happened catastrophic and we have to deal with it immediately. And you know, you're never prepared for it mentally and typically not financially either. So look, all that aside, you don't fucking go and kill people.
No,
like that ain't it, man. That ain't it. Like I get like if there's this picture, there's this old great like kind of spoof news thing that came out like 10 years ago that I thought was the most hilarious story that I had ever read. And it was about this couple that was allegedly living in the attic of a Walmart cooking meth and had been living up there for 2 years. And like, they had a whole setup. They were like, they had a TV from down there. Like, they had a whole setup and they and like somehow Walmart didn't know about it for 2 years. It turns out the whole thing was a spoof, but there were these two pictures, these two mugshots of these people have been like seared in my, like in my mind for 10 years. So they're the funniest pictures I've ever seen. Point being, if Luigi Mangione isn't such a good looking kid, like this thing is, because you've got the two angles. You got the fact that he's a really good looking guy. So you got that weird Bundy shit going on.
Yeah.
And then you've got the fact that there's a lot of people that that his alleged cause resonates with. Now, the problem with his alleged cause is that he has generational wealth. Like his grandfather created a legacy, which he has destroyed.
Yeah.
I feel terrible for that family.
Yeah.
Like he has set Italians back, like my people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100 years. And he just has to have such an ethnic sounding name. And there's no question he's fucking Italian. I'm like, that's the first thing. I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, it's a fucking Italian guy. It's like, we're finally making our way out of like, we're all part of the mafia.
No, he's a small
Luigi
Asian man.
Luigi Mangione. Hey, yeah,
turns out he's
do it because of the meatballs were too spicy. You know, it's like, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. So
I know. Yeah. I know. It turns out he's a small Asian man. He was adopted.
It would have been so much better for Italians. But yeah, I'm for Brian Thompson and his family, I feel terrible. I mean, the man worked his up through an industry and probably the greatest day of his life when he got offered the job as a CEO. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we all like we all can feel like, yeah, that's kind of a gross job to have just because of a board.
Mm-hmm.
A board of directors is telling what these people what to do. It's a money-driven company. Look, if you want to live in a capitalist society, then you have to accept the fact that there are going to be wealthy people mm-hmm. and that everybody is going to be driven by money.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
You cannot have it fucking both ways. Like we're not a socialist company. Like, and we have a ton of socialist shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our firefighters, our cops, like our core, everything like that is all socialism, mm-hmm. you know? And like, so, but you can't have it both ways. Where do we all think it's pretty gross that like five people own all the wealth in the world? I mean, I think I just read today that Elon just is the first person to pass $400 billion.
Yeah.
And I'm like it's somebody else posted. It's like, we have like, I think, like he could give every human being on the planet $1 billion and still have over $300 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. He could give every
I think it's probably less than that.
Person.
But yes, yeah, a lot of money. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, like every like what how many people are there on the planet? 8 billion? 7, 8 billion? I think.
Is that it? Well, shit, then you're right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
So he gives, yeah. So like, for, I don't know, man. Yeah. So yeah, it's like, it, like the point being like the disparity in the wealth distribution is obviously an issue, right? So like that is going to resonate with people on a real fundamental scale. The concept that the insurance companies are a nightmare and that our healthcare system is a nightmare is going to resonate with people, notwithstanding that.
Well,
we do not live in the Wild West.
No.
We are not allowed to kill people because we don't like what they do for a living or of a perceived harm. We just can't live like that. Like, no. I mean, if we're going to allow that to become the norm, then we are living in a nightmare world in very, very short order. It's going to be the fucking purge in real life. Like, oh, we're going to have like one night where you can just go out and murder anybody you want.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to live in the purge? I don't want to live
in
the purge.
No, but it's this vigilantism that is, and I people are frustrated. People feel like we've tried the system forever and been more than patient with the system to handle this correctly. And they have not handled it correctly. It's gotten worse in many cases. If you're of a certain level or way, not level, but way of thinking, bit twisted, like Luigi Mangione, it's the next logical step is for people that are not in the right mind to go and do something like this. And that's really scary. But at the same time, we look at our whole system and how this is all set up. These companies, United Healthcare, any insurance company, they're doing what the government allows them to do, and they're out to make money. So as long as it's legal in this country to have a for-profit healthcare system, which everyone has voted to have by choice, then you're going to have this. You're going to have wealthy people. You're going to have these companies making money. If you don't like that, then you have to go back to your legislators and say, hey, we need more of an overall thing. We can't have for-profit healthcare. Let's vote to change this. But the people don't do that.
Right.
So, and then they're upset because the system works this way. But they voted for it to work that way. But nobody wants to like take the responsibility and go, oh yeah, well, we said to this person that they could. That's okay. Like,
yeah,
it comes
down
to the people.
I voted for a party. I voted for a fucking face. I don't really look into the issues all that much. I just like to sit there and squawk and do this and that. But I don't really care about the issues because they don't seem to affect me on a daily basis. Well, now
you know
what I'm saying? And it's like the problem because I immediately brought up the concept of jury nullification being a distinct possibility with this guy, depending on what kind of jury they're going to impanel.
Yeah.
And jury nullification is essentially where the jurors decide to ignore the law and find them not guilty because they dig the concept. Like I'm here for it. And you know, there is a distinct possibility. I don't know that you're going to land 12 people that are all going to be like, okay, well, yeah, I guess it was okay to do it because his message was right. You know, I don't, but to get one or two, like consistently time after time on these juries, I mean, just take the temperature of the country, just look on social media. It is more than a few people that are, like you said, like the Luigi hats, which don't get me started on my Mario and Luigi hate because it's so anti-Italian defamation, man. It's like, if they had that for any other ethnicity, people would be fucking screaming and rioting and like, what the fuck? Like,
today, if it happened, yes. But in 1980, when this all started, it was, again, it's like we've talked about another
Mario's
thing. Yeah.
Mario's still very much
was established earlier. So yeah, it's, you know, it's a different time and place.
Right. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about.
Exactly.
The Diddy thing. So yeah, man, it's a fascinating case on a million different levels.
It is.
You know, but ultimately I think what's going to be his downfall is the fact that he's not one of those people that are relating to him.
Yeah.
He comes from a very different family. He comes from wealth. As a matter of fact, I don't know if this has been substantiated, but it appears that neither him or anyone in his family was ever denied a claim by United Health.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if these things start coming out, he becomes less of a martyr and becomes more of just a guy who maybe wanted to build his social media profile and went about doing it in this way. Because like when you look at the circumstances under which he's arrested, where he's got everything on him, the ID that he checked into the hostel with, he's got the gun, he's got the manifesto, he's got the spiral notebook, he's got all this shit. Like when he had 5 days to just kind of, whoop, oh, I'm in Altoona, there's a cornfield, fuck, there goes that ID. Oh, here, I'm going to go melt this 3D like gun frame that I built, and I'm going to get rid of that thing. I'm going to burn my manifest. He's got it all. Mm-hmm. He's out in the public.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was consistently out there. Like, this was not a dude that decided to go up into the Poconos, hole up, try to make his way up into Canada, try to creep over, say, hey, you guys, Canadians, you know how shitty our healthcare system is, man. Like, you guys have socialized here. You guys are civilized. Take me in.
Yeah.
I was just trying to do something for the people, you know, some kind of fucking plea like that. Yeah. He didn't do any of that. Yeah. Instead, he goes to a McDonald's in Altoona, where if you know anything about any McDonald's anywhere in this country, there is going to be a group of old dudes that are buddies that are all retired. They go there every fucking day.
My dad.
They get their hash brown. They drink their coffee. They read their paper and they talk shit.
Yep.
And he's sitting in the corner. You know, it's like you could just, like, I've seen the interviews with a couple of them. They're like, they're scrolling on their phones.
Yeah.
Like super obvious old guys. Like, God damn, that looks like the guy. Doesn't, you know, they're not whispering.
No.
They're just old dudes. Like, so I like just kind of the circumstances under which he allowed himself to be taken into custody are very, very curious to me. Like, you know, so, and then you have his moment getting like after he's arrested and he takes his big, big shot when they're pulling him in and he gives his screaming angry, you know, this is unjust. You're insulting the intelligence of the American people and their lived, whatever he says, you know, and it's like a rally cry. It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like this whole thing is so bizarre, you know, and it like, I'm going live on my YouTube channel like the night that it happens. And I, of course, find his YouTube channel. You see it, like it purported, like somebody put up a spoof channel or, you know, ghost, like a ghost channel of his or whatever the fuck you call those things. And like, cause he had allegedly had one video and that account was created in January 20th, 2022. So it wasn't one that was created that day. You see those happen all the time.
Yeah.
But this one was created 2 years ago and it only had the one video and it's the countdown, the 56, you know, like a 1 minute countdown with just the clock ticking it down. And then, you know, it says soon. And then you see real, real small, says December 11th. And then all of a sudden, like I'd say about 45 minutes later into my live, like I get enough because I followed, I subbed to his shit and I get the notification. And it's like, oh, the second video is dropping. And then YouTube shuts it down. So you don't see it. Yeah, it was crazy. And then it turns out that you've got this whole thing where, you know, like people are saying, no, that was all bullshit. And I'm like, no, I'm like, I mean, that would have meant that you had somebody that just decided to create, which frankly is a pretty good idea if you're into that kind of shit. Just like, you know what? I'm going to create a channel. I'm not going to put any content on it. And when something crazy happens, like it'll be created 2 years ago. So it'll not be so apparent that I just started this thing and it's clearly not the person, but I'm going to pretend that I'm that person. And now I have a channel that's been around for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, and I'm just waiting for the right circumstance to just create it so that I can get, cause I mean, dude, like the amount of money that you make with huge social accounts is immense.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the whole thing is insane. Like between Diddy and this thing now, it's like our world's gone mad, T. I don't know what to tell you, man. Our world's gone mad, bro.
2025 should be a great year.
Wow. Just wow.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.